Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Paul Emmett, who's CEO at Powerhouse Energy. How are you today, Paul?
Very well, thanks, Zach. How are you?
Doing well. I enjoyed your operational update earlier in the week. It seemed to be quite bouncy and chirpy, but perhaps you're the best person out of the two of us to describe what's going on at Powerhouse at the moment.
Yeah, thanks for that. I was hoping people would find it a bit, as you said, chirpy and bouncy. So I think, we've sort of started to move a bit further into commerciality. I think a big thing for the team here was bringing in this third-party work into Powerhouse. So not an Enersoft contract, a Powerhouse contract. And people sort of realising that the expertise we've got here, other than their technology, and that sort of helps just bring the company along that little bit further and a little bit faster. And that type of work really proves that we've got this core competency, and it's the core competency that's going to sell the tech. And that's what we're starting to push through now with our new marketing campaigns, with the fact that we've signed these sales agreements with Green Gecko, HUI, a new one for the Caribbean islands. And what we're really seeing in the market at the moment is a shift from net zero directly to more of a decarbonisation play, or certainly an energy security play. So when you think of the general markets across the world, you've got security of supply issues in the Middle East at the moment. And we've seen a bit of an uptick there with Green Gecko. Places like the islands, not just the Caribbean islands, but the islands in general across the world that are reliant on diesel, are seeing huge increases in price for their power due to the diesel prices. But they've all got waste, and I think people are realizing is they can utilize that. And that's what we're playing on now. Utilising their own waste gives them their energy security, it takes their reliance away from fossil fuel, and it gives us that step into the market that we need. Powerhouse was set up a long time ago now, and it was very hydrogen-focused. And in some markets, we are still hydrogen-focused. For instance, Ballymena, that will be our flagship hydrogen project. That's moving along very nicely now with the planning. Again, unfortunately, planning runs at the council speed, not at my speed, but we get in there with that, and that's moving along really positively. We've had no problems with the community with it. The feedback we've had so far really are down to things that we probably didn't do before we submitted the planning application, so I've got no issues there either, and that's moving along great. The next phase of that now will be get the Environment Agency response to the planning. As soon as that's in, apply for a permit. The permit may take a while. We don't know. It's the potential of being the first type of permit required in Northern Ireland. So no doubt we'll have a little bit of education to do really to get that through. But then, when you think of Ballymena, you've got to think of Australia. Australia is moving along quite nicely. We've now applied for government funding out there for part of the early stage projects. We've introduced National Waste to Energy to Green Gecko, who are very confident that they can raise the early funding for the project. And that will really just push it along. If we can get Australia to FID, that's a game changer. And that's what we're working at the moment really, really hard to do. Across the world, obviously the agreement we've signed with HUI, for Central Europe, it sort of came out of the blue. Central Europe has always been a market that in reality wasn't there. I think now what's brought that forward is the security of supply issue. The Russian issues, Ukraine issues, now the Middle East. And I think we're starting to see that these sort of Central European countries want to be independent from an energy perspective. And luckily, HUI had the opportunities there that they've brought to us on that. So we're currently screening opportunities with them. And since we started the FTU, what are we in? 16 months since the FTU was open to the public. Since that's been open, the inquiries just come in thick and fast. That on top of the business-to-business marketing that we're doing with trade press, that's making a massive difference. We're getting regular inquiries through that. And that's opening us up to different markets. We're looking at quarrying, mining, anybody really that's producing a waste and is reliant on a fossil fuel. There's a big push to decarbonize much of that type of industry, certainly mining and quarrying, and also some of the smaller industrial users. They're looking to decarbonize and thereabouts with them to try and drive that forward. So, yeah, I think, you mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell shareholders that I'm happy with the speed things are running. I'm not. But unfortunately, we can only drive a client so far. I mean, we have to move at their speed. Planning has to move at the speed of the councils. Projects move at a speed. Inquiries have to go through NDA data shares, data analysis, site visits, waste testing, techno-economic discussions, feasibility studies, feed before anybody will put a signature on a dotted line and order a unit. So, I mean, all this is progressing. It sounds like there's not a lot of news flow, but everything's working in the background. And once an NDA is signed, I can't say anything. You know, so I think, you know, I think there has to be that semblance of trust that these projects are progressing, but also that the company's progressing. I mean, I think, let's ignore the share price. I don't think the share price reflects where the company is at the moment. You know, I don't think we've ever been in a position where we've had the FTU for people to test on, where we've got inquiries coming in, where we've got live inquiries that are being followed up, where we've got people marketing it pretty much across the world. You know, I think we're in a strong position. I just wish the share price reflected it.
But isn't the main thing that, you know, obviously you've got you know, you've got all these leads and all these projects that are, you know, are going to come forward in coming months. But the main thing, which seems to be a difference, because I've been following the company for more than 10 years as well, is that people are looking for energy security in addition to the decarbonisation part. So it's, if you can combine the two, then people are happy, and they're happier than they were maybe even just, you know, a year or two ago. So there has been a change in the environment that you're operating in.
100%, you know, and that's what we're trying to capitalize on now. You know, and we see users that really probably weren't thinking about that at all, even 6 months ago, that are now thinking, what are we going to do? Or what are we going to do if things continue? Or what do we do if things crop up again? You know, I think it's certainly at the fore in the forefront of people's minds at the moment, and I think people are realizing they've got a plan for it, and we just need to be part of that plan.
Well, we look forward to your future plans. In the meantime, Paul Emmett, CEO at Powerhouse, thank you very much indeed.
No, thanks very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.